Welcome to Lesson 5, Discovering Your Erotic Fingerprint. In this week's lesson, you will discover your own erotic fingerprint. This is a vital discovery, as we are each uniquely created when it comes to pleasure. But unlike your actual fingerprint that is unchangeable, your erotic fingerprint can be changed and expanded upon. You will learn how this happens and how to start right now accessing more of your orgasmic potential. We will continue with more of the Jade Egg practices. You can either go back to lesson 4 to review and practice what we showed you there, or check out the new practices in this lesson and see if any of those feel delicious for you. Of course, all of these can be done without the Jade Egg. Are you ready to discover yourself anew? Week 5, discovering your erotic fingerprint. In this week's lesson, you will discover your own erotic fingerprint. This is a vital discovery, as we are each uniquely created when it comes to pleasure. But unlike your actual fingerprint that is unchangeable, your erotic fingerprint can be changed and expanded upon. You will learn how this happens and how to start right now accessing more of your orgasmic potential. Before we jump into the hot topic of the day, I would love to know how your first week with the Jade Egg went. If you have any questions, concerns, or celebrations, be sure to leave your thoughts in the comments section below. All right, let's look more deeply at unleashing our full orgasmic potential through understanding our erotic fingerprint. What is an erotic fingerprint? Put simply, it's what turns us on. Like a fingerprint, our erotic fingerprint is unique to us. Unlike a fingerprint, our erotic fingerprint is changeable and can evolve. Also, unlike a fingerprint, it isn't just localized in one area, but involves not only your pelvis and genitals, but also the rest of your body, especially your brain, along with your emotional connection with your sensuality and pleasure. What turns us on isn't always what we believe it to be either. Think back to your past, and you may find that what turns you on now may be different than what turned you on before, and you can be certain that in the future you will discover new turn-ons. Why is this important? How we get turned on is very important. It tells us a lot about ourselves. It determines whether or not we freely express our pleasure or edit it with shame, guilt, or other negative emotions. What turns you on? What do you need to take place for you to feel your turn on? Do you have a set sequence that must take place in order for you to experience your turn on? Are you willing to invest time in discovering the full expanse of your turn on? If yes, how will you start to do this? Describe what it looks like. Most of us understand sexual arousal in relation to excitement and the building of sexual tension. This is the normal, medically defined version of sexuality. But there's another approach we can take: relaxed arousal. It sounds like an oxymoron, but it's profoundly accurate. When we learn to surrender and fully relax into our body while activating our pleasure, we create a unique experience in our nervous system. We will get more fully into relaxed arousal in lesson 8, but for now, it is important to notice if your erotic fingerprint includes the experience of tension, whether it be emotional or physical. As we unlearn the limiting wham-bang, thank you ma'am sexual behaviors imprinted upon us through media, we allow ourselves to come into contact with our current erotic fingerprint and begin to dismantle any limitations while embracing the exhilarating unknown of our erotic edge. Our erotic edge is part of our erotic fingerprint. It is the dynamic, ever-changing edge that both frightens and accelerates us. It is a place we can learn to visit more often, remembering that when we do come to our own edge, we do not need to do anything about it. Rather, it is a place we can simply notice and relax or melt into. Some edges will shapeshift. Some edges will forever remain an edge. Whatever the case, by being willing to uncover and explore where your edge is and where your partner's edge is of fundamental importance to keeping your erotic, sensual, sexual relationship alive and thriving. Are you familiar with your erotic edge? How do you feel when you come close to it? Do you create any stories about yourself? If yes, what are they? Make a list of everything that turns you on. Yes, even the ones that are not normal or found in fairy tale stories. The final piece of our erotic fingerprint is to understand both the reason for and the limitation of creating and adopting descriptive labels for your version of sexuality. In a world where we are more and more open to having our sexual needs met, we are learning to connect with like-minded people and to be able, hopefully, to negotiate an experience that will bring beauty to everyone involved. Here, labels serve as a means to identify who your potential lovers could be: straight, lesbian, bi, gay, gender fluid, monogamous, polyamorous, BDSM, and so forth. But are you really those labels? Can you really box in the pure wildness of your erotic spirit? No. Scientists now claim that women are fluid in their sexuality. They see this as normal and natural, yet there is still a tendency to cling to labels as a form of sexual identity. We can hide behind labels, and once we do, we confine ourselves to the behaviors appropriate to those labels. For example, a poly couple who actually discover they are only interested in one another, but continue to have other partners because that's what poly couples do. Or a straight woman denying her inner yearning to explore another woman out of fear of being labeled bi or lesbian. Putting our erotic self in a predetermined box can actually kill our erotic innocence. Erotic innocence is the ability to be fully alive and present to your turn-on without having to label it, box it, or condemn it. It is a natural state all humans start out with as babies, and we can return to it. In the light of conscious exploration, our erotic innocence lovingly welcomes all of our turn-on, no matter how we may judge it when it appears. You are a pure, erotically innocent, and intelligent woman. Who you really are is free of all labels. And you can trust your deep integrity to guide you to make the choices that will enrich your life as you allow yourself to soften and relax into discovering the full spectrum of your turn-on. No one can or should define this for you. Only you can define this for you. Even if you never actualize your fantasies, let them exist. Let them inform you. And begin to notice your yoni pulse. The strong, vibrant pulse inside your vagina that ignites when you're on the right track and completely shuts down when you are not. If you're not familiar with your yoni pulse, then use this coming week to start becoming more attuned to this part of your erotic intelligence. You can learn more about the yoni pulse by reading my article on it. It is part of your PDF handouts for this week. As we explore today's activity, attune yourself to your erotic fingerprint. Notice what comes up for you and practice yoni journaling if needed. Become aware of your own erotic edge. If you're not aware of what or where that is within yourself, are you willing to contemplate it for this week? No discussion on orgasm and erotic edges can be complete without addressing the obvious, self-pleasuring. It is a known fact that women who have self-pleasured since early childhood have fewer inhibitions and greater access to their orgasms. If you're one of these women, then continue to connect with yourself erotically as often as you feel is delicious. This will reinforce your pleasure pathways in your brain and give you a lifetime of purring. However, if you're one of the many who experience self-pleasuring as something bad, dirty, or wrong, then as of today, we want to let go of these limiting viewpoints and begin to consider the vital role self-loving plays with your orgasmic experience. There are literally pleasure pathways etched into our brain. The more we enjoy pleasure, the more we reinforce these pathways. Yet, the more we avoid pleasure, the more these pathways shrink and become insignificant. The more we choose our to-do lists and our responsible roles in life over our pleasure, the more we dampen our ability to let go into our natural dopamine highs. Serotonin is known to cause difficulty in reaching orgasm. It is the part of us that keeps us rational, organized, and calm. Although these are great attributes to dealing with life's many demands, they are not what is needed when we want to surrender to wave after wave of deep pleasure. This is where serotonin's counterpart, dopamine, comes in. Dopamine is what we release to create the sensation of desire and arousal, motivating us to seek more and more the very things that deliver pleasure to our brain and therefore our whole being. We all need dopamine to feel happy, buoyant, and intensely alive. A healthy balance of radical joy, dopamine, with grounded will, serotonin, creates balanced brain chemistry. Too much of one or the other, and we go out of balance. For the sake of this course, because pleasure and orgasm is our purpose, we will stick with the choices and habits that inhibit our pleasure. The first obvious choice is neglecting self-pleasuring as an essential expression of our well-being. This first begins in our mind, by the definitions we have about our own lust and desire, such as how much is too much. What is your current relationship to self-pleasuring? How often do you self-pleasure? When you do self-pleasure, are you shameless and free, or do you find yourself impatiently seeking the end results of orgasm? How we self-pleasure prepares us for how we are sexually with another. How sensual are you with yourself? How patient and curious? How much are you willing to explore in regards to your own pleasure? Being able to become your own most profound and delicious lover will not only liberate your erotic intelligence, it will also nurture your erotic innocence and therefore support you to bring all of your embodied pleasure to an interactive sexual experience with someone else. See if you can approach your jade egg practice in the spirit of discovering yourself anew each time you practice. But before we jump back into our jade egg practice, I want to talk to you about something I find exceptionally exciting: 63 different ways to orgasm.